after Chinese New Year, did I see improvement? I did, but the improvement is very, very minimal. I can say that this year, even though I'm on my side, I'm selling away a lot of units and I'm actually hitting a record in the number of units I can sell in a month. Okay. But that's also because I have been doing things correctly. The selling formula, the buying formula that we have come up with, we have tried to adjust it to the market today. So we have tried to advise the client on what to do. That's why we are achieving our results. But if you talk about the overall market and what is happening today in the resale market, the situation is very different and very slow. The HDB market, right? There is very little serious buyer. And maybe 2 weeks or 3 weeks, you'll get one buyer. 2 weeks or 3 weeks, there's one buyer. There is only that one serious buyer. Okay, so you need to know how to capture the serious buyer. You know, instead of just keep trying to play with luck. It's not about playing with luck. It's about trying to maximize the chance. If you say that, oh, you want as many buyers come to try to increase the chance, it doesn't work that way. Okay, I don't know how to explain, but it doesn't work that way. So maybe this one I'll do a next video, because I also experienced another case study recently. So that one I'll talk about it later. So the HDB market is going to get worse. Okay, I think it's not going to improve. I think it's going to be like this for the whole of 2026, because this is what the government have prepare for since last year. They have been doing this pushing of this BTO flat, and I remember last year it was like February or June or September they were releasing sales of balance flat and BTO flat. So by doing this right in 2026, we will definitely see a very big impact. Okay, so the resale market is going to stay this way. It's not going to improve. So if you need any advice, you can just call me. If not, that's it for this video. I just want to give you an update on what's happening. It doesn't mean that the market is slow, or it doesn't mean that you cannot sell. It doesn't mean that way. It's just that you have to adjust your expectation, adjust your formula, your method to understand the pattern today. 2 years ago when we sell house, right? Wow, we have like 4 or 5 buyers coming every viewing every week. Okay, you're not going to get that kind of situation today. So 4 or 5 years ago, we price our property differently. We do our negotiation differently. We set different targets, different expectations, use different situation to analyze what is our next strategy. But this year is going to be different.